Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you're on one of those familiar Cape Cod beaches, and it appears smaller than you remember, it's probably not just an illusion. It's erosion, which is eating away the sand at a sometimes alarming rate. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov went to the Cape and found out that towns on the Cape are scrambling to figure out what to do about it.
It's low tide at Chapin Beach in Dennis on the Bayside. You have to walk about a quarter mile out before the waves roll in. So with the tide out, the beach appears endless. But it's actually getting smaller, says Greg Berman.
You can see right in front of us there's a lot of cobble.
He's a coastal geologist with the Woods Hole Sea Grant Program.
When you see an eroding beach, sometimes you'll hear people talking about that beach growing rocks because these rocks show up out of nowhere. But really, those rocks were always there. It's the sand going away.
Chapin Beach is not alone.
Most of the Cape is eroding. I think the number is about 80% or so of Massachusetts beaches are eroding.
On the Cape, they're losing about 1 to 2 feet a year. For Chapin, it's much more, 10 feet annually. The erosion is happening because of human and environmental factors. Rock jetties that separate beaches interrupt the natural transfer of sand by tides and wind. Also, the rock walls that have been built to protect homes are actually stopping dunes from putting sand on the beach. Rising sea level is also a big factor. What this means to beachgoer Pat Devine is that she may not bother coming back to Chapin this summer.
They came here today to walk the beach because they didn't buy my sticker yet, because I don't know what the situation, if it's worth getting a sticker.
Beaches not only attract tourists, they protect homes and businesses. Barrier beaches, such as Chapin, which separate the sea from lagoons, are suffering the most. And that's a serious concern to the town, says Dennis selectman Wayne Bergeron.
There is simply too much money involved in terms of people's homes and other issues behind those barrier beaches to ignore them. And environmentally, barrier beaches are just too important to not to try to preserve.
And what Dennis does will be watched by towns up and down the Cape, says Bergeron.
Brewster has lost a lot of area, and they're looking at what they want to do. Sandwich is doing the same thing right now. So this is a problem that's a coastal problem, not just a town of Dennis problem.
But Dennis's problem is more severe than most.
We've reached a critical stage.
Karen Johnson heads the Department of Natural Resources in Dennis. She says studies show most of the sand from Chapin has moved to a creek just to the south.
Unfortunately, you know, we probably should have started looking at this maybe 5 years ago, not waited this long until it was truly at a critical stage. And we would have had more time to experiment.
The long-term fix is beach nourishment, which means dredging the sand in the creek and putting it back on Chapin Beach. That could cost as much as $1 million, but it's the only long-term plan that works, says Greg Berman from Woods Hole.
That being said, beach nourishment can be expensive, and it's going to be something you're always going to have to do. You may have to make a kind of harsh decision saying that economically, is this beach valuable enough or historically important enough to protect through those methods.
It is worth it, says Dennis selectman Bergeron. The money could come from bonds, grants, or raising taxes. Bergeron says he knows raising taxes would be unpopular, but he says it would be a good investment.
Now, beaches are a main part of our economy, and because of that, we need to do what we can to preserve them.
It'll be a few years before dredging could start in Dennis because of the approval process. But once they start, it's an unending battle against nature. And coastal geologist Greg Berman says, in the long term, thousands of years, there's no way to win.
Eventually, unless sea level rise reverses itself, unless the glaciers start building instead of losing, Cape Cod will be no more eventually.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.